Hello everybody, my name is Mamun, and this is Mamun's Gadget Talk for the 31st of August. It's Monday. We're back to the Monday-Wednesday grind, so hopefully there'll be an episode on Wednesday. Last couple of weeks I've been dropping at random every other sort of day, you could say, on Tuesdays and stuff. Last week I was supposed to drive a second episode. That's what the thing is. That's our podcast. We drop it twice a week. The problem was that where I live in Karachi, it rained like crazy, and the electricity went out, and then with it, the internet went out, and so it was just, we just couldn't get to it, even though we had a lot of stories to cover. So today's, you could say, kind of a making up for the lack of this, and the extra, another episode last week. So yeah, let's get right into it. We have plenty of new things to talk about. Asus has brought out its new Zenfone 7 and 7 Pro, new iPhone 12 rumors, the new GoPro camera, there's one coming out already, and an LG's interesting full dual screen phone. So let's get right into it. So first up, let's talk about the Zenfone 7 and the Zenfone 7 Pro. Asus has brought out its latest and greatest flagship in its Zenfone lineup. The Zenfone 7 and 7 Pro. Yes, there's a Pro variant. God, I mean, can't manufacturers make one spec of smartphone and just be happy with it, like Google? I mean, for now, kind of. Oh, well, I mean, aside from the naming schemes, this is another good flagship that Asus has brought out. Last year, they brought the Zenfone 6, and that was really, really good. It had a fingerprint sensor at the back, that's the difference, and a flip-out camera, and obviously a full screen smartphone, full display, mind you, for what it is. This year, though, they're not coming slow with the Zenfone 7 and 7 Pro. Overall, I mean, the Zenfone 7, as for the Zenfone 7, the main sort of spec, got Asus website up here, so we get some data. So the Zenfone 7 has a 6.67-inch all-screen display with 90 hertz refresh rate. God, high refresh rates are obviously the key trend with high-end phones this year. Aside from that, it has a delta E of less than 1, so it will be very, very accurate. It has HDR 10 Plus certification, so basically ultra-bright, ultra-crispy display. In terms of overall processor, it has the Snapdragon 865 processor. It has 5G on it, but it will only do sub-6 5G, which is low and mid-band 5G out of the gate. Everyone knows the Snapdragon 865 super fast processor. It's got up to 8 gigabytes of storage, so it will come in 6 and 8 gigabyte storage variants, and it'll have 128 gigabytes of UFS 3.1 storage. Very fast, loads apps like nobody's business. And yes, it'll have expandable microSD slot. Flicking through tabs here to give you information. Along with that, the camera, which is the most interesting element aside from that flip-out camera and display. Okay, the flip-out camera, really. See, that's the only camera that the Zenfone 7 has, that flip-out triple camera setup. Now, if you know the Zenfones, last year's Zenfone 6 had dual flip camera. This year they're coming out with three sensors. Now this will have a 64 megapixel wide angle main camera, an ultra wide angle camera, which is roughly, let me see, which is I think 48 megapixels. Oh well, let me get the data down here. This is so the Zenfone 7 and also the 7 Pro will have the same cameras, really. The Zenfone 7 has a 12 megapixel ultra wide angle camera, which is a Sony IMX363 sensor. Cameras don't have processors, they have sensors. 1.4 micrometer pixel size overall, and has real time distortion correction, which is pretty cool. Along with that, it has it takes forever to load. It has a 64 megapixel wide angle camera, a Sony IMX686 flagship processor with f1.8 aperture and roughly a 1x1.7-inch sensor size with a large 1.6 micrometer effective pixel size. with autofocus, crystal clear. You can even do, it has good low light performance because of that quad BIR technology. Essentially pixel binning, so combining those 64 megapixel shots all the way to just a couple of megapixels. So aside from that, which with crispy low light performance and obviously the combined pixels, the telephoto, it also has a third sensor, which is a telephoto camera that can do 3x optical zoom out of the gate, with up to 12x digital zoom. None of that hybrid or space zoom nonsense. Pretty straightforward. Not bad for a flagship phone. Quite straightforward. Not playing around here. Really, really solid. And also, it mentions that there's an angle sensor. I'll just quote Asus's site here. They mentioned about the flip camera mechanism. That's what powers this flip camera. The flip camera in Zenfone 7 is driven by a new, simpler yet more powerful stepper motor. An angle sensor has been added for more precise control of the flip angle. The sensor also ensures that flip camera is always in a safe position, and it can memorize your three favorite flip positions for quick angle switching. So essentially, they've kind of improved the motors and obviously the whole mechanism on which, and they've done a lot of refinements. Obviously, they did R&D work on this. They start off with something more space looking, and then they obviously came to something realistic with a corner, like the top fifth of the phone or the top seventh of the phone being this space, this flip out camera, and then it basically tilts all the way to the top and back, and obviously they've improved it quite a lot, and now it has a more powerful motor. It has 2.2 times torque improvements, so and just bump all the way up and back quickly, and has an angle sensor, so it can basically so it remembers where it is, it remembers how far the phone, how far the camera is from the outer body, and it can sort of, you know, so it can go all the way up to the front for selfie, and then kind of 90 degrees, so 90 degree angle, so you could take sky shots sort of, but straight on your phone sort of. I mean, you can imagine all sorts of use cases with that flip out camera. You can take photos in a very unique manner, and you could take panoramas. And also talks on some improvements from the last Zenfone. It's stuff that's already on other phones from this point. Oh, and did I forget to mention, the Zenfone 7 says cameras can also do, can record video at 8K resolution at 30 frames per second with electronic image stabilization. And also can do 4K ultra wide angle recording. I think you expect this out of the gate. A specific Galaxy phone has 8K recording. I think it's nice that the competition's catching up with offering 8K video recording. And obviously, now you have pretty steady video, and all the, again, you know, you zoom in and you can pick up that noise on that side. Pretty cool. And since the camera can flip out, that's the one main camera system you have. That from this you take selfies, from this you take crystal clear videos. I think it's kind of awesome. See, when you start to think hard enough about the camera setup in general, it's quite innovative, but also it's quite practical, because now you don't have to worry about what the selfie camera would look like. You don't have to take out space on the screen, so it's a full screen display. Also kind of shows, now they've added this to the Zenfone 7, their toggles on the camera apps. You can switch your angle, you can switch the camera, flip out camera's angles as you like, so that's pretty cool. The Zenfone 7 has a 5000 milliampere hour battery, which is massive and pretty much standard for a high-end phone of its scale, along with essentially allowing you to get 2 days of non-stop usage, which is interesting. I mean, along with A65, that's kind of cool for a high-end phone. Oh, and I was talking earlier about the fingerprint sensor. Now, the fingerprint, it was on the back on the Zenfone 6. This year, the Zenfone 7, it's literally on the power key. I think it's become a trend now. A lot of phones have the fingerprint sensor is right on the power key. I think it's become quite practical. It's easy to do it. I'm sure the technology has become available. Did I forget to mention there's no wireless charging, but with the 5000 mAh battery, you can get 30 watts fast charging out of the gate. So overall, solid set of specs, pretty much for the money. Oh, and I said money pretty much because did I forget to tell you that the Zenfone 7? Hang on. It will start. It's already available in Taiwan. So if you live in Taiwan, go buy it. It's a good phone. It's Asus. You can't go wrong. It'll start from roughly $750, which is, I think, is a good value wherever you go, really. And it's going to hopefully cost that much in the US, in Europe, and in India. And yes, it's sold in America. So if you live in the US, go buy. This is probably going to be available on Amazon. And obviously, Asus hasn't really said much about when it's going to be available in the US, but hopefully it'll come out in the US. The Zenfone 6 was available in the US and was on, say, almost a wide range of networks and stuff, and you can even buy it from the Microsoft store. That's what I remember. And that was a good price, $600, I think, starting for the Zenfone 6. The Zenfone 7 will be $750 at the gate, with the Zenfone 7 Pro being available from $953, which is from the roughly converted price mentioned here. And this is from The Verge. Big shout out to them for that information. So, overall, you get a solid piece of specs out of the gate. You get microSD card, expandable storage, not bad. You got all the top specs that you'd want. No headphone jack, sadly, so keep that in mind. The Zenfone 7 Pro, though, the difference really is the processor. You get the latest and greatest of Qualcomm chipsets, the 865 Plus, and you pretty much get double the internal storage. So, I mean, if you want to get double the internal storage and the latest and greatest CPU for almost $200 extra, go do that. I'm sure you're going to benefit. But aside from a Zenfone 7, it'll do wonders for a vast majority of people. It's really good, though. It's a really good flagship phone. It's definitely competing with the Poco F2 Pro and stuff for what it is. And the OnePlus 8, it's competing on that price levels. You get the 865, really, for that kind of money. 5,000 milliamp hour battery. Really solid phone for what it is. So, what do I think of it? It's quite a nice and elegant phone. Honestly, it's a good value for money. It's quite innovative. You get a flip-out camera. You get a massive battery, full screen display. You get top-notch specs. The price is good. I mean, $700. It'll probably reach the $800 when you start to import it from Taiwan, if assuming that's available on, say, AliExpress or Gearbest. It's a good value for money, and you get 8K video recording if you care for 8K video recording. That means that 4K 60 is possible. So, quite a solid phone, really. The Zenfone 6 was really successful in some markets where if they sell it, it'll cost really well. It's quite competitively priced with the OnePlus. So if you want to be a bit geeky, you'd get the Zenfone 7 if you're a bit of a phone nerd. If you're absolutely going to go gaga over the phone specs. So it's really good. It's probably way cheaper than the Note 20. It's better value for money, in my own opinion. If you now look at the competition, it's well priced for what it is, frankly speaking. You don't get wireless charging and not even an IP rating, unfortunately. So if that matters, you know where to go in terms of the competition. There are other phones that have wireless charging. Honestly, at this point, I mean, it gets you everything that you'd want in a high-end smartphone this year. So, good value. I mean, if you see this on a store shelf or online, do consider picking it up. If it's a good price, highly recommended, genuinely speaking. Looks like a solid phone to me. And you get fast 30-watt charging. That's also a factor. I mean, I believe that fast charging is... you should think of fast charging if you're buying a new phone these days. Because, really... The phones are getting bigger in batteries. You're using the phone a lot. It takes a while to charge. If you can top up quickly, it's good. It's not good. I mean, great, actually. You need it. We all need fast charging. I keep saying that. So I highly recommend the Zenfone 7. I mean, this will be available in a lot of markets, as I said, compared to, say, the Xiaomi or the Oppo devices, if we're comparing to those. I think it's no competition for the OnePlus completely. So, yeah. That was the one, Zenfone 7. Moving on to iPhone 12 rumor news. Because why not? It's the next iPhone, guys. I mean, it's a big deal. So the latest rumor is basically a report came in DigiTimes, which is this Taiwanese sort of publication, and they're claiming that Apple will probably be releasing for the first time, an iPhone 12 and 12 Pro in dark blue. Now, if you remember last year, Apple debuted the iPhone 11 Pro and Pro Max in midnight green, which is what it looks like. It's a bit of a dark tinge green, sort of. This year, it's basically the new iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max, they'll be a dark blue color. Along with, apparently, this is quoting straight from DigiTimes, is reading this in Mac Rumors. In addition to adding a dark blue model for the first time into the iPhone family products, Apple also brings a number of specification upgrades to new iPhones, including camera modules, displays, and communication modules. Ahem, ahem. sharper cameras, 5G, big display, high refresh rate, Pro and Pro Max coming in dark blue. This is going to be a fun year. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, it's 2020. God, when will 2020 be over? How many months do we have until 2020 is over? Tomorrow will basically be the 1st of September, so technically 3 months till the end of the year. Woohoo, thank God. We're almost done for 2020. Whew. But speaking of coronavirus, I mean, because of that, obviously, very few people are going to buy the iPhone 12. But more than that, I mean, I think I've said this a couple of weeks ago, or I said it in the last episode, the iPhone 12 will probably be delayed till October because, obviously, of coronavirus and still overall restrictions in terms of moving goods around and people around. You don't need to move people around to get the iPhone, but cargo shipping is quite hard in the time of coronavirus. It's quite in some places, quite overwhelmed because there are a lot of people sending packages. There's a delay, sort of, if you feel it. If you've ordered something online and it's supposed to come in a few days, but it's taken a couple of weeks. Oh well. But DigiTimes have reported this. Max Weinbach, the famous leaker, claimed in January that that one of the iPhone 12 models will come with a new navy blue finish. And then he believes that it'll replace the midnight green finish. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of okay with phasing out the green color. I think nobody bought into it. It was quite luxurious, but again, very few people bought into it. I think blue would be quite a popular color. Things with blue sell a lot, really, if you think about it. Now, DigiTimes themselves also have written this, that the iPhone 12, overall in the second half of the year, the overall shipments will reach, again, estimated 63 to 68 million. That's a lot of iPhones. That's pretty much all over the world. But if you notice something, it's obviously much less lower than last year's figures because of that, again, because of quagmire that you'll get in shipping the iPhones, and obviously coronavirus and few people are going to buy it. So it's going to be an interesting year this year. Hopefully, to make up for a crazy year, hopefully, Apple will probably have some really good specs for the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max. I really want the iPhone 12 Pro at least, or the Pro Max, both of them to have 5G and and a promotion display, and three or four crispy cameras, hopefully. Hopefully they do pull it off. It looks really nice and blue though, so that's that. Along with that, Mac Rumors also reported this, again quoting the China Times. I've never heard of this newspaper, but okay. And they're saying that that there'll be an ARM-based Mac, there'll be an Apple Silicon iMac in the second half of 2021. They'll come with Apple's own GPU processor, which is quite interesting. And on top of that, a 12-inch MacBook that will come out later this year. That's going to be powered by Apple Silicon and it'll weigh less than a kilogram, probably competing with the LG Gram. So that's quite interesting for what it is. And apparently he'll have the A14X processor, which I think is logical. It's quite fun times ahead for Apple, especially Apple Silicon chips. I can't wait for them to come out sooner, any sooner. Moving on, speaking of LG, there's Android Authority uploaded a video and broke out a story that LG is about to make a new rotating phone, a dual screen rotating phone called the LG Wing, quote unquote, the Wing. And the idea is sort of the phone has dual displays. So the way the phone is that there's a single display and then there's a display underneath. But then when you flip the phone up, flip up the phone like a flip, you can swipe up a phone. If you don't know, remember the old smartphones where slide out display, sorry. I'm kind of butchering this here, but a slide out display. So you slide out the phone front display and you have a secondary mini display. And you can rotate the main one into landscape or horizontal, vertical or landscape, and you basically get a secondary display, and there are a lot of useful tidbits to it. Obviously, the main first display, you can have a wider view, and obviously, on, for example, the image here, there is sort of a keyboard on the secondary display, and then there's a screen on the front, and then obviously you're playing games. Yes, there was a, and then basically Android Authority, yes, it's them. They first put out a video showing the phone as it is exposed. Apparently a tipster sent them this video with the phone in its flipped out, in its swiped out mode. And on one, on the inner display, sort of, there it was playing music. And then on the first front main display, it had navigation on. This video probably comes from South Korea because of the Korean text. And also another video showing the phone playing Asphalt, but the main Asphalt was on the main display, and obviously a map was on the inside display, as I like to call it, the slided out display. So basically, aside from those videos, you know how it's going with this phone. It has dual displays, but it slides out, the main display slides out, and you can rotate it into landscape. It's quite interesting. Apparently, the rumors are going by, according to ET Times, that it'll have a 1:1 aspect ratio. The second display will have a 1:1 aspect ratio. And the main display will be 6.8 inches on the front. And it'll be powered by the Snapdragon 675G, which is good for gaming. That's possible. It may come with the 765, which is the same as the LG Velvet. It's kind of a nice phone with a good party trick, sort of. The overall phone will cost $1,000 plus. It'll start from 1.9 million Korean won, which is roughly $1,600. This is again from a South Korean source. So it'll be about $1,000. And the plan is they're going to announce it. LG is going to unveil this in October with a possible release date of 2021. So it wouldn't really come quick soon enough at the end of the year. So it'll probably come out by next year. But it looks really cool though. There's a lot of trend already with foldable phones, foldables, flip outs. Now you have phones that flip out, so that's quite interesting. Literally, LG is literally flipping the table on this one. This is kind of reminiscent of older smartphones and their front displays. Obviously, the inside was this keypad, but here you have a phone display, sort of. Now, at first, I didn't understand the layout, but the more I saw it, the more I contemplated, I'm like, okay. The way it's going to work is the front display, you can slide it out, and then you can change the orientation of the front display, and then the bottom, the inner display, the secondary display, will also be there, and you can run it any angle, really. So, you can do a lot of things. You can read a book, you can run two apps at once. Already, LG just sells dual displays for their Velvet and V60 phones. So, this is quite interesting for what it is. So, I'm genuinely excited. I mean, I properly geeked out, so genuinely excited. And another quick tidbit, I just wanted to bring this up. Next week, Poco will be showing off its X3 smartphone. next week on September the 7th. So pretty much by next week's episode, you'll be able to find out what's the X3. And so is the Realme 7 and 7 Pro. That finally is going to be unveiling next week. Obviously, it'll first come out in Europe and India, and then it'll be available rest of the world. So definitely looking forward to that. And obviously, in our next episode, that's on Wednesday, you'll hear a lot more about the Z Fold 2 and the Axon, I've lost count, Axon 20 5G? The one with the invisible camera underneath the display. So that's interesting. So that's a super fun week ahead for devices. We're reaching Techtober almost. Obviously now with the iPhone event and the iPhone 12 launch, that will be in October. So full Techtober season coming at full speed. So yeah. And finally, we got our first leaked photos of the GoPro Hero 9. Wait a minute, there was GoPro's gonna have a new camera? Wow, that was fast. It's pretty much not been forever since the GoPro 8, Hero 8 has come out, and now we have the GoPro Hero 9 Black. It'll basically be the GoPro's latest flagship action cam. The difference, though, is our this is the first exclusive photos from VinFuture. Roland Quant has basically broke the story. New photos of the Hero 9, and the interesting thing here is that compared to the Hero 8 is that the Hero 9 Black will basically be the first GoPro camera to have a color display on the front, square-shaped LCD display on the front. There's already one at the back, so you could toggle settings and you can see previews. You don't have to use the app to see previews or go through clips. You can now get a live view of whatever you're seeing on the front, right where the camera is. And this has already been on competing action cameras from Insta360 and more. The GoPro obviously is now bringing it to the Hero 9. So and apparently, according to VinFuture, the new GoPro cameras, is translated from German, will receive 5K support in the future, so it could record at 5K resolution. This could be good for ultra wide angle videos at 5K resolution. When you kind of, stretch it out, or zoom into it, it's in 4K still. So pretty cool. There's nothing much written about the GoPro Hero 9. It'll be another solid 4K action camera that you'll be able to get buy. No information about when it'll come out. All we have is pictures showing the Hero 9 Black. So looks cool. It looks a bit nicer. There's now a front color display, so you could see yourself before you while you're recording it. So you could basically do vlogs on GoPro. Who does vlogs on a GoPro? I'm kind of curious. Let me know if you do that. How does it work? Tweet back at me at Sayed_Mountain99. I'm sure it's good for adventure traveling vlogs. You're going on mountains and you're hiking and you can vlog. So, I don't want to be stereotypical. I mean, a lot of people have uses for GoPros. Good for time lapses, good for action, for adventure, good for traveling. Compact little camera, goes places. So can't wait for the next one. Oh, well, that's basically our show for Monday. We'll have another one on Wednesday soon. Thanks for listening, and pretty sad news. The guy who played T'Challa in Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, he died a few days ago. So, yeah, that was from colon cancer. Wakanda forever! Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Share it to your friends and family. Oh, yeah, and see you in the next episode. Ciao. Thanks for listening. Wakanda forever. Bye.